We are talking tonight about a very important part of the process of offering karbanos, and that is the idea, the mitzvah of saying vidui upon bringing a karban. If you look in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, you won't find vidui mentioned by all of the karbanos. You'll find it in Vayikra, Perek Hei, Pasuk Hei, in the context, I believe, of the karban ola viyore, speaking of a particular kind of karban brought when a person offers a sin. That karban, depending on how wealthy you are, you bring either a nicer or a less fancy form of a karban. And there the Torah tells, Vaya, Yasham la'achas me'ela v'his vada asher chata aleha. Torah tells us that there is an idea called vidoy. That's where we initially find it. We'll speak about later how we find it other places in the Chumash also. That's where we find the idea of vidoy. The Ramban suggests, and this is found in the Torah, in his commentary on Chumash, he elaborates on the Ramban, but the Ramban suggests that maybe there is a hava amina, that the only time that you would ever need to recite vidoy is if it's the kind of carbon you bring when you sinned b'mezid, if I sinned on purpose, so then I require vidoy. But maybe, says the Ramban, it's not found by other karbanos, because when it comes to other karbanos, like a karban chatas, which you bring if you mistakenly violate an avera, maybe vidoy would not be critical, maybe vidoy wouldn't be important. And that idea probably makes sense al derech hapshat, that maybe when you're doing it because you did it b'mezid, there becomes more of a need for you to confess your sins, maybe. But nevertheless, as the Ramban points out himself, while that may be true al derech hapshat, when you look in Chazal in the Medrash, when you look in the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Lamed Vav, there it is clear that a person recites vidoy when they offer or additional karbanos. The Gemara says in Yuma, whenever you bring a karban chatas, you do it with vidoy. You have to confess your sins. Whenever you bring a karban asham, you do it with vidoy. The Gemara says, whenever you offer a karban ola, all those karbanos, you have to do it with reciting vidoy. The Gemara, interestingly enough, does not tell us, what about when you offer a karban shlamim? Is it true with which karbanos? Is it true for which not? That Be'ezra Shem and B'nedra will speak about next week. But at least it's clear there is an idea called vidoy. And it applies to a variety of different karbanos that a person comes along and they state their sin, why they're bringing this karban, as they come along and they offer it. The Rambam tells us, so when does a person do this vidoy? When does a person come along and do vidoy? What stage in the process? So this is why we're talking about it this week. The Gemara in Yuma tells us there on Daf Lamed Vav, the Rambam paskins like it's explicitly in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos in the third parak, that this is considered to be done. This is done as part of the mitzvah of smicha. That while you are with all of your weight, putting all your weight on the animal, that Ketzet Somech, says the Rambam, that when you're there, you're standing there, you put your hands between the animal and umisvada. And at that point in time, you do your vidoy. So your vidoy is very much tied to, the vidoy that you perform is very much tied to the smicha which is being done. That is when you are going to be doing it. That raises a question we'll speak about not tonight, which is, therefore, when anyone that doesn't do smicha, by definition, not be doing vidoy. If a non-Jew doesn't do smicha, does he also not do vidoy? If a woman who doesn't do smicha, does she also not do vidoy? Those are all important questions. Those are all important questions which we are not talking about, which we are not talking about tonight. There is one just additional ha'ara about the vidoy in general that Rav Hirsch points out. It's a very, I think, insightful comment in his Perish on Chumash, which is, who is the intended audience of the vidoy? If a person grows up and you're familiar more with the Christian forms of confession, so there, confession is done to the priest. Confession is done so that someone else can come and absolve you of your sins. Rav Hirsch points out that in many ways, vidoy is not even a statement to the Ribbono Shel Olam. God knows that you sinned. Hi, God, I sinned. I know. It's not a statement which is given over to Ribbono Shel Olam at all. Rather, it is a statement which a person has to make to themselves. That vidoy is a very healthy part of the process. That hodas achote la'atzmo hitzado harishon l'shipur dracha. The first way of being able to improve yourself is by admitting that you have a problem. Only by coming forward and admitting that there's something here which needs improvement, that is the first and most necessary step. So long as a person lives in denial, they never can really move forward. So first, I have to point out grammatically, why the term vidui is always formulated as it is in Chumash, but that's part of the larger idea. You are communicating to yourself that I need to improve, and that's the din of vidui. So we have a din of vidui with karbanos. We'll speak more a different week about which karbanos exactly, but we know it applies to a chatas, to an ola, to an asham. A lot of the main karbanos, there's an idea called vidui. That vidui is done as part of the process of smicha. While you are resting on the animal, you engage in this vidui. You say, the Rambam tells us, chatasi avisi pashati. You admit that you made a mistake. V'asisi kach v'kach. That is what exactly it is that you do. And if Hirsch points out that the primary audience is part of this vidui, you're really saying it for yourself. What I want to try to do tonight is the following. We actually do encounter in the world of halacha a variety of different kinds of vidois. Vidui, there are many different kinds of vidui that we find. We find it in Chumash and in Chazal and in Rishonim. I want to try to give a little bit of an overview of the different kinds of vidui that are there, and then try and figure out this vidui on a karban, what vidui is it most similar to? What vidui is it considered to be most analogous to? So we're going to speak about three kinds of vidois that you find in Chumash, or you find in Chazal, or you find in Rishonim, and we're going to elaborate and try to describe some of the differences between those vidois. The first vidui is the one that I think most of us probably would be the last on our list that we may think about. That's what's called vidui maestros. What is vidui maestros? So vidui maestros is that on the fourth, the Mishnah tells us in Maestros Sheni and Perakei, on a Shemitah cycle, on the Mincha, on the last day of Pesach, in the fourth and seventh year, that Mincha of Yom Tov Achron of Pesach, on years 4 and 7, you would do something called Vidui Maestros. What are Vidui Maestros? Vidui Maestros, when you come forward and you say, I have separated all the produce, I've separated Trumos and Maestros properly. That there's a vidui that I've done this all properly, that is called vidui maestros. Many of the mefarshim try and figure out what the deal is with vidui maestros. It's a very unique kind of a phenomenon, because typically the idea of vidui involves a confession of sin. Here, it's actually a statement where you are noting the good things that you did. For that reason, there are those who point out, maybe vidui has to be that it relates somehow to a sin. What's the sin? So the Sfarno says it's a reference to the fact that who am I giving chumos and maestros to? To Kohanim and Leviim. And really, had we never sinned, it would have been given to the Bechors in our family. So we're stating we brought chumos and maestros, but it's called vidui because there is a little bit of a reference of sins that we did in our past, of sins that we did in our history. That's what the Sfarno writes. However, many of the Mefarshim suggest differently. The Sefer Hon Ashir, there in Mesachas Maestros Sheni, Rav Kook in Ein Ayah, in Ein Ayah's commentary on Agarata, in Brachot Chelek Beis, but really in Maestros Sheni, points this out, that sometimes it could be that the word vidui doesn't actually mean a confession of sin, but rather the term vidui can mean a statement of admitting what you have done. In the context of vidui maestros, that is a statement in which I am admitting the good that I did. In that sense, the first kind of meiser vidui that we are familiar with is a vidui in which, even if you're referencing sin, it's essentially you stating the good things that you did. Rav Kook, some of us may know, is associated with, when it comes to Yom HaDaran time, of not just having a vidui of all your sins, but this idea of having a vidui also where a person states some of their positive things that they did as being a very healthy component. That's part of what vidui may be. That's one kind of vidui. I think undoubtedly, though, the kind of vidui, when we typically hear the word vidui, is one that the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Rambam, quoting the Pasuk, from Parshas Nusso, in the context of Gezel Hager, a person steals from a convert. They want to return it to the convert, but the convert passed away. They don't know who to give it to because the convert has no Yorshin. The convert doesn't have it. So what they did is you give it to a Kohen. In the context of discussion of Gezel Hager, the Torah tells that you confess your sins. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, understands that part of the tshuva process, part of the tshuva process, maybe even for the minchas chinuch, like the primary part of the tshuva process, is to recite vidui and to confess your sins. And to confess your sins. It becomes part and parcel of the tshuva process that a person must admit that they have messed up. That din of vidui clarifies for us that even though there may be an idea called hirhurei tshuva, even though it may be good enough just to at times think of doing tshuva, as the Gemara tells in Kiddushin, that if you're mekadesh isha al menash ani tzadik, al menash tzadik gamar, begirs us, that you're maybe considered to be married because maybe hirhurei tshuva are enough. But even though hirhurei tshuva are enough, there seems to be this additional value called vidoy necessary for the highest level or complete form of kapara. The minchas chinach, salvetuk, and egor sagridin ala tshuva speak about the relationship between hirhurei avera and vidoy. But certainly vidoy is if I have to do tshuva, that is I sinned, that if I have to do tshuva, so I have a requirement to engage in vidoy, that would be the most ideal form of doing so. That's, again, the first kind of vidoy is vidoy maestros, it meaning the good that you did. This is the vidoy called the vidoy of tshuva, and here I don't admit the good that I did, but rather the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, a pretty elaborate thing. What do I actually have to say according to the Rambam? I have to say, Keta Mitzvah, I have to say, An Hashem, Chatasi, Avisi, Chashati, Befanecha, I messed up a lot, the Asisi, Kach, Vetach, I did the following. Even I have to go beyond that because this is the vidoy of tshuva. What I have to say, I regret what I did. I'm embarrassed what I did. I'm never going to do it again. That's considered to be real vidoy. So the first kind of vidoy is vidoy maestros. The second kind of vidoy, that is the vidoy of tshuva. There is, however, perhaps an additional kind of vidoy. And this some of the Achronim point out, and we'll try to elaborate a bit on it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, many of us know this from Mishnayos and Meseches Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol recites three vidoys on Yom Kippur. The first vidoy he recites is a vidoy for him and his family. It's a vidoy which is on him. The second vidoy recited by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which is a vidoy he recites and also on a part, that's considered to be for all of the Kohanim. He has a second vidoy for all of the Kohanim. The third vidoy he has is where he confesses on the Seir HaMishtaleach, on the Seir that we're going to throw over the cliff. The Rambam says, the Gemara says, the Kohen Gadol has, the Torah says, really, that he does vidoy on the Seir HaMishtaleach on behalf of all the sins of Klal Yisrael. Three vidoys. Point out some of the Achronim. This is a little bit intriguing. Why is this considered to be a little bit intriguing? Because I would have thought if vidoy is about part of the tshuva process and me regretting my sins and me expressing that charata and that kabbalah al ha'asid, so how could I do vidoy for somebody else? How can the Kohen Gadol's vidoy on Yom Kippur, how can I be doing vidoy for the other Kohanim or for his family? How can he do vidoy for all Klal Yisrael? How is that considered to be okay? So Salvechik suggested, it's in a couple places, it's in the Masorah Journal, and one way of saying it, it's in a Shiurim on Maseches Yuma, there in Daf Lamed Vav. Additionally, now Salvechik suggested that there's another kind of vidoy associated with sin. There's a kind of vidoy in which it's about the actual tshuva, but that you have to do on your own. But there is another kind of vidoy which the Kohen Gadol is on behalf of others. What is that vidoy? That vidoy is, the way of Salvation says it in one context, is what's called bakashas kapara. That's where the tshuva has been done already. You are asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to please actually forgive us, to wipe away that chet, to allow us to experience a degree of ritzoy and appeasement in that process. It is not vidoy. The Kohen Gadol can't confess my sins and do tshuva for me. Ein hadavar toli elabi, as the Gemara tells in Sechta Vodazara. That's incumbent upon me. What the Kohen Gadol can do is he can say a vidui. That vidui is about almost like a tefillah, almost a form of bakasha of Ribono Shel Olam to please allow us to get that tshuva. Now, why would that be so? Why would that be so? It could be that there is an idea that even if you've already done vidui, there is toeles in saying a vidui again at the moment in which you're getting kapara. So when the Kohen Gadol is helping you get kapara on Yom Kippur, so then they're saying a vidui, it's a moment when you're getting kapara, there's a special inyan to request vidui then. This may also be, this is all in category 3 of vidui, requesting kapara, we may find this not only by the Kohen Gadol, but by us also suggest a salvechik, suggest some of the achronim, in a different context. The Rambam writes in Hilchos, in Perek Beis of Hilchos, Tshuva is another vidui. On the one hand, if a person sins, if a person engages in a chet, so they have an obligation to the tshuva. That obligation to the tshuva is not limited to any time period during the year. If I sin tonight, I have a chiyuv to the tshuva tonight. Sin tomorrow, tomorrow. No need of waiting to Elul at all. Yet the Rambam says that there is a special mitzvah, or within the regular mitzvah, maybe, of tshuva, there's a special inyan to do vidui dafka on Yom Kippur. The special inyan to do vidui dafka on Yom Kippur. Wonders of Salvechik, a similar kind of a question. A similar question. Well, if I already did tshuva in the middle of Teves, when I sinned, why am I doing vidui again on Yom Kippur? Or to ask it a little bit differently, what we do on Yom Kippur, we have multiple vidois that we recite on Yom Kippur. I already said vidui for that. Why am I saying vidui again at Shacharis, again at Musaf, and again at Mincha? Because the vidui we have on Yom Kippur may not be a vidui about my own personal tshuva. It's certainly not vidui maestros, my stating all of my mitzvos. It's that at the moment when a person gets kapara, it becomes important and relevant. It becomes beneficial and worthwhile for you to have a bakashas kapara. For you to request in some way this kind of tefillah. Says Salvechik, I'll quote it from here, from Shiuri HaGrid and Yuma. Sorry, it's on Lamed Zion, Amid Aleph, I believe, where he says the Kohen Gadol is not misvada to get kapara and slicha. Rather, what he is doing is, as etzem atshuva kol echad tzarech la'asos ba'open ishi. You want to do your own tshuva? That's the second kind of vidui. That requires karata, kabbalah, asid, etc. The Kohen Gadol can't do that. And Yom Kippur, it's not clear the Rambam thinks you're doing that. Iloi havidui b'shas ha'tfila lo noed el l'shem bakashas kapara. That's what a person is asking. So we've seen thus far three kinds of vidui which come up. One vidui is vidui maestros, that I admit the good that I did. The other vidui is the vidui of tshuva, part of my tshuva process. I have to say vidui, which means part of it. I have to also feel the pain and regret over what I did in Kabbalah Asid. The third is that sometimes there's a vidui at a moment of kapara. Even though you've already done tshuva, there's an inyan of bakashas kapara, and that can even be done for someone else. If you're the one facilitating the kapara, that can even be done by somebody else. That is a little bit of an overview of the way that vidui played itself out in general in halacha. One quick point in brackets. There are those who try to argue, not like we just said, but maybe there's only one kind of vidui. Maybe there's one kind of vidui, and the vidui really is a statement relating to sin. And they try to merge how there's, even vidui maestros is a reference to sin, like we quoted before from the Sfarno. And the vidui of tshuva, and the vidui of Yom Kippur, vidui kohanim, they're all more similar. Those who like to highlight the similarity. But amongst a bunch of achronim, Salvechik, if you look in the Sefer Gevuras Yitzchak, we'll quote in a second. If you look in the Ratzkin, in his Spouse of Ramach Tshuva, if you look in the Chavetz Sasharim, a lot of achronim that point out different chilukim between vidui. Thus far, we spoke about how does vidui by karbanos. Vidui by karbanos is part of smicha, chatas, ola, asha, maybe other karbanos as well. You have to say vidui. You have to say vidui. I neglected to mention, the Rambam does write, that vidui seems to be ma'akev the kapara. That if a person did not do vidui or tshuva when they are offering a karban, it could be that they would not get any kapara from the karban. remember correctly, Rashi in a bunch of places hold that also, albeit from a different makar, and the Gvuras Ari in Yuma happens to hold that that's not true. That you can get kapara sometimes even without tshuva. That's not our discussion for right now, but maybe we'll reference that next week, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbara. Either way, we then pointed out how there are different kinds. Wow. There are different kinds of, I really actually do appreciate that a lot. There are different kinds of vidoy which take place. That's what we've seen thus far. We have one more part to go through, but clarity as a whole thus far. One, two, and... Okay. Now we get to the third section, which is, so what's the deal with vidoy on karbanos? What's the deal with vidoy on karbanos? When a person comes along and is misvada, when they bring a karban, so what kind of vidoy is it? Is it a vidoy more similar to vidoy maestros? Is it a vidoy more similar to vidoy tshuva? Is it a vidoy more similar to vidoy on a like the Kohen Gadol or the unique Yom Kippur, Bakashas Kapara? So we're going to try to point out two and a half mehalchim. The last one, because I'm going to begin an idea, and we're going to have to only understand it, I think, next week. But I'm going to begin an idea, if that's okay with you. The first mahalach is as follows. Maybe the vidoy of bringing a karban is just like the vidoy, of tshuva. That in order to bring a karban, a person has to do tshuva. And when you're bringing a karban, that is the best time to engage in that form of tshuva. The best time to express your regret, Kabbalah ala asid, the best time to do that tshuva. Okay, it's better to do it earlier, maybe, but there's some incredibly valuable toeles to going through that process when you bring a karban. Now, why would I think that that's so? Why would I think the vidui of tshuva and the vidui of a karban are the same? That is because, and I think I found that the Gevurah Yitzchak points out, it's the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam includes the vidoy of karban inside his discussion of the vidoy of tshuva regularly. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes as follows, if I can find it. The Rambam writes there in Hilchos Tshuva, he first says that, wait, how did I misplace this? Here it is. Says the Rambam as follows. First, you have to do tshuva. Says the Rambam, "Kshiyaseh tshuva v'yashuv mechetu chayv lesvadu." You have to do tshuva. Whenever you do tshuva, you have to do vidoy. How do I say tshuva? I say ana Hashem, whatever. That's ikarnsel vidoy. Then says the Rambam, in the same discussion of our category two of vidoy, in the same discussion there about vidoy for tshuva, he then says, "V'chein ba'alei chataos v'ashamos." And so too, those who bring a karban, the eish mevi'in karban oseyan. Al Shikagazan, O Al Zadonan, and the Mishaprin Ad until they come and say Vidun. So it's possible that the Rambam thinks, because he places them together, meaning the Rambam talks about Vidun in three places. Talks about Vidun Maestros, Sefer Zrayim, talks about Hilchos, beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Vidun of sins. He speaks about later in Hilchos Tshuva, and most of Kippurim, the Vidun of asking forgiveness. Where does the Rambam put Vidun of a Karban? So he does discuss it separately in Maisa Karbanos, but he also goes out of his way to mention it in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva when he speaks about Tshuva. So maybe the goal of saying Zidur and Yudhir Karban is that that is the time when you should really be going through the process of Tshuva, really going through the process of Tshuva, of trying to on some level, really explore that Harata and Kabbalah HaAsen. However, there are a variety of achronim that suggest this, the Chavetzelis HaSharon has, as do some others, that perhaps, and maybe even in a more compelling way, the vidoy of bringing a karban is more similar to the vidoy that the Kohen Gadol recites on Yom Kippur, and that we all recite on Yom Kippur. The person brings a karban chata, they've already done tshuva. That's part of their decision to go bring a carbon chata. They've already decided that they want to do it, and they've already decided to offer it. Why are they reciting vidoy again at the time in which they are they're offering a carbon? For a very simple reason. Bakashas kapara. At the moment when a person knows they're getting kapara, there seems to be a mitzvah to request from Ribbono Sha'olam to get that kapara. The same way that Kohen Gadol does it on Yom Kippur, the same way that we do it on Yom Kippur, even though I already did tshuva. I already said vidoy. I say a vidoy again, b'shas kapara. So too, b'shas havas karbanos, b'shas havas karbanos, I also come along and I recite a vidoy. I also come along and I recite a vidoy. That is what maybe the second mahalach, that's what the second mahalach may be. I want to very, very briefly mention a potential third mahalach. Is it possible that vidoy on karbanos is like vidoy maisros? Is that possible? So Tosfos in Yuma and Daf Lamed Vav and Tobit Yeshanim in Yuma and Daf Lamed Vav say absolutely not. No shaychus at all. Vidoy maisros are all about admitting the good that you did. The vidoy over a karban is all admitting the sins that you did. No connection whatsoever. Why would you think they do have a connection? So writes Tosfos in Yuma. So writes Tobit Yeshanim. There's no shaychus at all between vidoy maisros and vidoy over a karban. They're actually very, very different. They're actually very, very different. However, why does Tosfos write that they have no connection? Because he seems to be rejecting Rashi's shita there in Yuma, and Rashi seems to imply that they do have a connection. The Gemara there quotes a shita talking about with different karbanos, the karban ola. What do you recite vidoy on when you offer a karban ola? When you offer a karban ola. And the Gemara in Yuma there, there's a machokas in girsaos. Do I mention meiser ani? When you bring an ola, if you didn't bring meiser ani, do you mention that you didn't bring meiser ani or not? Rashi says, it's not a girsa. There's no need to say vidoy when you bring a karban over not offering meiser ani. How come, says Rashi? We already have a vidoy for meiser ani called vidoy maisros. Rashi seems to think that it would be redundant to have both a vidoy of meiser sheni in vidoy maisros and a vidoy also on meiser ani when I bring a karban. What are you talking about? When it comes to vidoy maisros, I'm saying all that I gave meiser ani, and I'm a good guy. When I would be doing it on the carbon ola, I'm saying vidoy for the fact that I didn't do it. What would be the connection? It seems like Rashi thought that there was some sort of a connection. Seems like Rashi thought the vidoy meiser is linked to the vidoy of vidoy karbanos. The question is, why in the world would that be? Why in the world would that be? So that we'll try and maybe relate to a little bit as we learn more about vidoy next week, Be'ez Hashem. But let me try and chaz what we did tonight. It is a little bit later than usual. We spoke about vidoy. When you do vidoy, you have to do whenever you bring a karban, chatas, ola, asham, maybe others also. We spoke about the different kinds of vidoy. We're trying to figure out, why do I say vidoy when I bring a karban? Is it part of my tshuva? Is it that it's about bakashas, kapara, and mechila? Or is it maybe another idea we'll try to explore next week? But that was a little bit of an introduction to the world of vidoy.